Check record, checkbox. 0-1 record, check.
Alright, guys. We're going to record another episode of Manamon playthrough walkthrough. So, yeah, last episode we went through the Hazeldale Woods and we arrived in Hazeldale City, and I did a brief intro to the training point system in the Manamon Hotel. We also met a certain NPC that will become a very important NPC as the story progresses. So what I'm going to do now in this episode, my Manamon are healed up. There is a battle waiting for us in this city and the hotel. It's not terribly difficult. I'm not quite sure if I'm ready for it yet. I'm going to find out. But I do want to do a brief tour of this slightly smallish city. So we're standing in front of the gate, and I'm going to move because this chime is starting to get really annoying. So we're going to start by going east. This person. What do you have to say for yourself, bud?
Hazeldale is the most beautiful town in all of Tangeria.
Cool. Not very helpful. Now, it's worth talking to the NPCs. Sometimes they're helpful, sometimes they're not. So I'm going a bit north. I'm just kind of going right to left, I guess, at this point. And finding stuff to check out. So this is a house. Oops.
Manamon Market, please.
Okay, this is the market. This is, once again, where you can buy stuff. Okay, that's the dude to buy stuff. There it is.
Equipment, also called accessories, are weapons, armor, or other items which can be worn. They may increase stats, give temporary attacks, or they may give other bonuses. They also usually have some disadvantage to using them, so use them carefully.
So that's the second person in the mart. I'm not going to buy anything right now. I don't need anything at the moment. I've got what I need. So I'm going to continue going left. Oops. We gotta get around this building, though. Okay. Let's check out this house.
Not a hotel.
Oh, that's the hotel. Hold on. We missed something over here, then. We're gonna go back right across this metal. That will become very important. So you can enter on it.
It's a manhole cover. It is designed to cover a hole in the ground so that city workers can enter the door if necessary.
Yeah, so it's a manhole cover. So we're not going to worry about it right now. Let's go in this house. And let's talk to the people.
Grandpa says Hazeldale is the most beautiful town in all the world, but I don't think...
Yeah, this guy's just telling him his grandpa says Hazeldale's beautiful, but... Cool story, bro.
Great, I'm not too fond of my Ferrari. Will you trade me a Jaminer for my Ferrari, yes? No.
Okay, so this is a trade, dude. And Faraday is okay, I guess.
Let me know if you change your mind.
You can always catch another Jaminer if you like, or you can catch a Faraday quite later in the game. So I'm not gonna worry about it right now. What's left? Manamon Hotel, which we will bypass. Let's go above the Manamon Hotel. So now we're in a bit of a grassy area here. Just gonna stroll right. So there's a gate that we cannot go through.
The gate from Hazeldale to Skien Pass is currently blocked while police investigate a theft in our city.
Yeah. And it won't be unblocked until you get your first stadium key. So let's go 5 up and hit. There's a dude. Let's talk to
him. Hazeldale Stadium specializes in sound type Manamon.
Which is helpful. I do believe this is the Hazeldale Stadium right here.
The stadium is not currently open.
Okay, the stadium is not available. Oh.
The stadium leader is unavailable.
Yeah, so we have to wait a bit to get access to that. There's a quest we have to do, which I am definitely not doing this evening. Nothing else here. Let's go a bit up. There's a house. I can't remember if this is the house that I need, though. Let's find out.
House.
Let's go in here. Yeah, this is it. It's this house.
The police keep coming through here because it is the quickest route to the bell tower. I feel like my privacy is being invaded.
So the bell tower, we will not tackle this episode.
Basil Dick City.
Okay, let's see if there's anything else over here. Alright, there's another house over here. Oh, this is the stadium. Yeah. So that's Hazeldale. It's not a very big city. What I'm going to do now, so I have a bit of extra time, and I don't want to leave you with a very, very short episode. So I'm going to show you some tips that might help you get a team started. And there's a battle here for us.
Hotel.
Okay, let's go in here. It's time to show you the transporter, or the transportal, I should say. So here it is, right here. I'm gonna hit enter on it.
Welcome to the transportal. Which service do you wish to access? Retrieve Manamon.
Okay, so this is where all your Manamon go when you catch more than your party can hold. So what I'm gonna do actually is I'm gonna deposit.
Store Manamon. Select the Manamon to store. Flamia.
Flamia, we're definitely keeping.
Murkit.
Murkat? Or Murkit? I'm gonna keep it for now.
Wormer.
Wormer?
What do you want to do with Wormer? Store.
Store.
Select the partition to store your Manamon. Select the Manamon to store. Flamia. Murkit. Squirming.
Okay, let's restore the Squirmink. Squirmink as well.
What do you want to do with Squirmink? Store.
Or Squirmunk.
Overview. Store.
Store.
Select the partition to store your Manamon in. Partition 1. Select the Manamon to Murkit. Fist. Jackanay. Fist.
We're not gonna use Feist or Jackanay.
What do you want to do with Fist? Store. Overview. Store.
Store.
Select the partition to store. Select the Murkit. Jackanay. Cancel. Jackanay. What do you want to do? Overview.
Store.
Select the partition to store. Select the Manamon to store. Flamia. What do you want to do with Flamia? Select the Manamon. Which service do you wish to access? Retrieve Manamon. Retrieve. Partition 1. Jaminar.
Let's take out the Jaminar.
Jaminar.
What do you want to do with Jaminar? Viewing partition 1.
Go.
Empty.
You can also release Manamon in here. You can get an overview of them. It's all in the menus. It's not a complicated thing at all.
Wormer. Empty. Which service do you wish to access? Store Manamon. More info. Cancel. More info.
Oh, and this is helpful. A lot of times when you get menus like these, there's a more info thing you can hit. So just as an example.
Welcome to the Transportal Guide. You are only allowed to have 6 Manamon in your party at any given time, but you will probably want more. The Transportal allows you to safely store your Manamon so you can use them later. To store a Manamon, use the Store Manamon option. To retrieve Manamon, press Retrieve Manamon. Your Manamon are organized into partitions. A partition can consist of up to 30 Manamon. While in the Retrieve Manamon screen, you can quickly switch between partitions with the Shift plus left and Shift plus right key shortcuts. You can quickly jump to a desired partition by pressing F3 and selecting the desired partition. 30 Manamon is a lot to scroll through, so you may use left and right to jump 6 options at a time. You can create up to 10 partitions, allowing you to store a total of 300 creatures. If you capture a feral Manamon and you already have a full party, the Manamon captured will be sent to the first empty slot available in the partition. Which service do you wish to access? Retrieve Manamon.
So a lot of what I just said, at least at the end there. So, now we got a couple Manamon here. We do have a problem, though. They're low level.
Select an option, party.
So we need to train them. I'm actually going to try this battle without training them.
Infant Manopedic, save game. Game save, select an option, party.
Let's talk to this dude here.
Hey. You all rested up, yes?
Yeah, let's fight this guy.
Great, that guy. I presume you heard of 2-on-2 battles?
Oh, shoot. Forgot about this.
They are battles where you use two creatures simultaneously. There are also 3-on-3 battles, 4-on-4 battles, 5-on-5 battles, and 6-on-6 battles, I asked, interrupting him. He said. No, actually. 6-on-6 battles are known as full party brawls. Anyway, I'm a big fan of 2-on-2 battles, so let's give it a go, okay? Okay, I said.
Shoot.
Manamon Tamer Yavin has challenged you to a battle.
So this guy's name is Yavin.
Yavin sent out a visit to Nagala. Go, Flamia and Murkit. Select an action for Flamia. Attack. Choose a move. Headbutt. Stand. Focus. Fight and you. Flamia used focus.
Not quite
Flamia
what I
is focusing.
It's okay.
Focus used headbutt. Focus has dealt 19 Murkit and defeated. Select the Manamon to use. Murkit. Jaminar.
Let's send out Jaminar.
What do you want to do with Jim? Go, Jaminar. Foigala used Quicken. Foigala's speed was increased by 1 stage. Foigala used Sandy Wind. Jaminar's accuracy was increased by 1 stage. Select an action for Flamia. Attack. Choose a move. Fo Fire Breath. Flame. Special effect point. Select the target. Fo Fist. Flamia has dealt 12 damage
to
Fo
Fist.
Fo Fist used Sneer. Flamia's defense was increased by 1 stage. Select an action for Jaminar. Attack. Choose a move. Electric Shock. Electric.
Let's use Electric Shock
target. Foigala.
On Igala.
Jaminar used Electric Attack Mist. Foigala used Sandy Wind. Jaminar's accuracy was increased by 1. Select an action for Flamia. Attack. Choose a move. Fire Breath. Select the target. Fo Fist.
Let's take out this Feist.
Fo Fist has 64% health remaining.
Yeah, it's still got a bit of health. We won't hit.
Flamia used Fire Breath.
Unless we get a crit.
Flamia has dealt 12. Fo Fist used Headbutt.
Which we did not.
Fo Fist has dealt. Select an action for Jaminar. Attack. Choose a move. Electric Shock. Electric. Select the target. Foigala. Attack Mist. Foigala used Sandy Wind. Jaminar's accuracy was increased by 1. Select an action for Flamia. Attack. Choose a move. Fire Breath. Flames.
Right.
Select the target. Fo Fist. Flamia used Fire Breath.
Let's take this guy out. Boom.
Flamia has dealt 12. damage to foe. Foe has been defeated.
Done.
Flamia gained 81 experience. Jemima gained 80. Jemima has increased to level 4. Health
That's helpful.
By 3. Strength by 1. Defense by 1. Magic attack by 2. Magic defense by 1 and speed by 2. Jemima now has 1 training point after it. Jemima has increased to level 5. Health has increased by 2. Strength. Jemima is now able to use the spell Tail Wag.
Tail Wag.
Select an action for Jemima. Attack. Choose a move. Electric shock. Electric. Special effect. Jemima used electric. The attack missed. Foe Gala used 2. Foe Gala stealth 5. Select an action for Flamia. Attack. Choose a move.
Let's just take out the Seagala.
Flamia has dealt 14 damage to... Select an action for Jemima. Attack. Choose a...
Yes!
Jemima has dealt 12 damage to Foe Gala.
That was helpful.
Flamia is no longer intently. Foe Gala used 2. Foe Gala stealth 5. Select a choose a...
Let's take this guy out.
Flamia has dealt 14 damage to
Okay, we did it.
Foe Gala has been defeated. Flamia gained 76 experience. Jemima gained 76. Jemima has increased to level 6. Health has increased by 2. Strength by 1. Defense by 1. Magic attack by 1. Magic defense by 1 and speed by 2. Jemima now has 3 training. Manamon Tamer Yavin, that's some serious skill, guy. I'll have to train and tame my Manamon further before I can stand up to powerful tamers like yourself.
Yep.
Obtain 67 gold.
Nice.
Hey, guy, you were good at 2-on-2 battles. If I ever see you again, I'd like to try a 3-on-3 battle. Guess I probably need to capture some more Manamon first.
That'd probably help. Okay. So we have a problem.
All Manamon do-
Well, we need to deal with that. We have a problem. We have some new team members, and they're kind of weak.
Select an option. Junior party, Flamia.
Exhibit A. Flamia.
Flamia is level 12.
Level 12.
Merkit.
Merkit.
Merkit is level 4.
Level 4.
Jemima.
Jiminar.
Jemima is level 6.
Level 6. Yeah.
Merkit, Flamia. Select an
so, I'm going to show you how to do some switch training.
Swap man train. Swap Manamon.
Swap.
Select the Manamon Merkit, Jemima.
We'll swap you for there.
Junior party, Jemima. Okay. Select an option, party.
So, let's leave this building. Let's go down. We are going to... Oops. Hold on here. What the heck? How do we get out of here? Ah. Back in Hazeldale Forest.
Amica Woods.
Or Amica Woods, I should say. Wow, have I been calling it Hazeldale Woods this whole time? My bad. It's actually called Amica Woods. Oh well. The first forest. Let's just put it that way. So we're just wandering around. Waiting for that to show up.
Go, Jemima. Select an action for Jemima. Attack.
Let's train this guy.
Jemima has dealt 9 damage to Foe. Foe Merkit used 5. Foe Merkit. So choose. Jemima has dealt Foe Merkit as into victory. Jemima gained 4. Obtained 6 gold.
Okay. We're not worried about. Actually.
Select an odd party. Junior party.
We'll
Jemima.
Do a better example.
Merkit. Jemima. Select a swap Manamon. Select the Merkit.
Switch
junior
these
party,
two.
Merkit. Select an option.
Okay. I'll show you how to switch train. It's pretty simple when you figure it out. We just need to get ourselves into a battle first. If we see a second Jiminar, I'm gonna catch it. And I might do that trade. Oh man. Okay.
Go, Merkit.
That's funny.
Foe Jemima used Prowl. Merkit's strength was increased by 1 stage. Select
what level
Foe Jemima.
Is this?
Foe Jemima is level 3.
Level 3.
Select an action for Merkit is level 4.
Merkat's level 4.
Inventory. Switch Manamon.
Let's switch.
Select the map Jemima, Flamia.
Let's switch to Flamia.
What the
go.
Select an action, choose a move, headbutt, snap. Flamia has dealt 12, Foe Jemima used electric. Foe Jemima has... Select an action, Foe Jemima has 29% health, select an inventory, switch Manamon inventory items, mana at 8.
Let's catch this second Jiminar. Alright. I will show you how to switch train eventually, I promise.
An electric type. It uses its... It can absorb the metal toxin, the lifetime of it. Do you want to know?
Okay, let's get out of there. Okay. Let's try the switch training thing again. And then I'll go do that trade since I have the second Jiminar. Then we'll have a fourth team member. Which is good. We'll get a fifth team member in a certain
level
quest.
Three, Merkit attack you.
Go. Level 3.
Select an action for
wow.
Merkit attack. Merkit is level 4.
Why are you level
4? Foe Merkit. Foe Merkit is level 3.
Okay.
Select an action, choose a move.
Cool.
Pounce, standard, evil eyes, pounce, standard, physical effect points for. Merkit is Foe Merkit use pounce. Foe Merkit. Choose Merkit. Merkit is still Foe Merkit. Foam Merc attack. Select an action. Merc attack 10 out of 18 health.
Okay.
Foam Merc attack 50% health. Select an action. Merc is dealt full. Foam Merc is used pounds. Foam Merc attack. Use Merc.
Might.
Merc is a foam. Okay. Merc.
Let it get that.
Merc has increased to level 5. Merc is now at 2 drink.
Okay. So I'm just training up here. And I'm gonna show you switch training eventually. Next battle, I promise. There's nothing else I want in this course.
So you'll let go. Select an action.
It's just a warmer, but whatever.
Inventory. Switch mana mom.
So,
select the mana
let's switch
to Mike Flamia.
To Flamia.
Oh, warmer used stagnant. Flamia speed will decrease by one stage. Select the choose a move. Headbutt, standard, focus, fight, and you hear maiden, fire breath.
Let's hit with fire breath.
Flamia has dealt foam warmer and defeated.
Now watch what happens here.
Victory. Merc has gained 14 experience points.
Even though it wasn't fighting, I switched out. So Merkit will gain experience.
Flamia gained 21 experience points.
Flamia will gain more because it was fighting.
Obtained it.
But it's a good way to train something that's a bit weak to get it a little bit farther ahead to catch it up with the rest of your team if you need to. So that's switch training. So, you got the idea there. I'm just going to leave the woods. Go up here. Is this the
house.
Shop?
Basil City. House.
Okay. Let's go over here and talk to this bloke again.
Great, I'm not too fond of my Faraday.
I'm not too fond of my Faraday.
Will you trade me a Jeminer for my Faraday? Yes.
Yes.
Please select a party member. Merc, Jeminer, Flamia. Jeminer.
Let's trade off this.
Jeminer is level 3.
Level 3 Jeminar. This is the second one I have.
Goodbye, Jeminer.
Goodbye, Jeminer.
Make sure you take care of my Ferrari.
Alright, so we got a trade. We just traded out for a Faraday. Not quite the mana mon I wanted. But I'll train it up. It'll be helpful for the upcoming gym.
So do your party, Merkit.
So.
Jeminer, Flamia. Faraday. Faraday is level 3. Select the swap mana mon, select Flamia. Do your party, Merkit. Jeminer, Faraday, Flamia. Select an option, party inventory.
So that's really what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna probably call this episode quits very soon. I got some leveling up to do. Gonna go
foam
do that.
Is Merc. Select an action. Foam Merc is level 4. Select an action. Merc is level 5. Merc. Foam Merc. Merc.
Yeah, so I'm gonna just spend the rest of this time training up.
Merc. Select an amount to do what you want to do with Merc. Select the Flamia.
Training up the rest of my team. Now this is an interesting mana mon, it's a steel type.
Faraday has dealt 8 damage to foam. Faraday has been victory.
And it's gonna get a lot of experience here.
Faraday gained 41 experience points. Faraday has increased to level 4.
Level 4?
Has increased. Faraday now has 1 training point. Obtained 6.
Oh, then that's it. Yeah. So that's the idea. Just switch him around, do some training. I wanna get him around the same level. 12-ish. Probably about 15 safe for the gym. First stadium is actually quite tough, so just train them up. Actually, I'm gonna show you one more thing. I knocked that out.
Jeminer has increased to level 7.
Nice.
Health increased by 3. Strength by 1. Defense by 1. Magic attack by 2. Magic defense by 1 and speed by 2.
Very nice.
Jeminer now has 4 training points after. Obtained 9.
Okay. You want to train faster. What you can do is this.
Select scan options. Exit gate options.
Go into the options
menu. Select allow map play attack sound effects. Currently on.
And find play attack sound effects.
This feature has been turned off.
And turn it off.
Options menu.
I'll show you why. Let's get into another battle here.
Help me go.
Select should have enough hit points here.
Your micro has 12 out of 27 health.
Whatever. You get the idea. I'm gonna hit an attack.
Critical.
See, you just hear the attack hitting. You don't hear the animation, the audio animation for the attack. So you can just sit here, drum on enter, knock stuff out, and it goes by quite a bit faster. Which is why in part one of this guide, I actually had attack animations turned off, because I was doing some training on an older file, but I figure I'd just restart, because I want to do this walkthrough. Yeah, so Geminar is not going to be hard to level up. It's pretty strong, especially early on. You'll need a certain item to evolve it all the way, but that's okay. But yeah, you just sit here, knock stuff out.
Whoops.
That's
sending
for it.
For Ruddy has increased to level 5.
Gain some levels.
By 2, strength by 1, defense by 2, magic attack by 1, magic defense by 1, and speed by 1. For Ruddy now has 2 training points. Obtained 8 gold.
So this Faraday does get quite tanky. It can tank quite a few hits, but it doesn't get a lot of good attacks early on, unfortunately. I usually end up dumping it probably around my second stadium key.
Go.
Oh, there's another Geminar. Look at that. This thing's easier to train though, because you just keep hitting it, and a lot of attacks just are not very effective. But, I mean, what you want to try and do, there's actually a type effectiveness manual actually in the folder for the program itself. Definitely check that out, because it's got a lot of good resources in there. Help you with type matching.
For Ruddy has increased to level 6. For Ruddy is now able to use the spell Sneer.
Wow, you can use Sneer. Good for you. Not a very useful spell. They don't call them attacks or moves. They do call them moves, and they also call them spells, which is kind of weird. Anyway, yeah, go check out the type effectiveness manual, as well as the actual user guide. And that's in your C drive under program files, or program files x86 if you're running a 64-bit version of Windows, under VG Storm and under Manamon, and yeah, go to town in there. There's the manual in there, there's the type effectiveness thing in there. I usually actually have the type effectiveness manual just sitting in the open in the background, so I can just alt-tab to it, check something, alt-tab back, continue playing. Yeah, it's kind of cheatish, but yeah, this Faraday is actually becoming pretty powerful by itself right now. Kind of happy with that. So I'm gonna leave it there. I'm gonna level up my Manamon, so next episode I should have some stronger creatures to work with for the next episode. So I'm gonna leave it there. Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully it's helped you with your team. Just to recap, we did Hazeldale City. We got in our tamer battle with a very important NPC. We did a trade. We caught a second Geminar for said trade. We looked at very, very small Hazeldale City. There's not a lot to it. Next time, we'll check out the house that we actually went in before. Because there's a certain quest in a bell tower we have to go deal with before we can take on the first stadium. So that'll be next episode. Thanks a lot for listening. I will see you next time. And hope everybody's enjoying it. And it's hopefully going to be useful for some. So that's all I got. Thanks for listening. See you next time.